Hey.
Hey,
Hey,
how y'all
everyone.
doing?
I feel like this is exactly how we started our April episode, which was the last episode we've done.
It was how we started it because I literally made the caption for the, like, when we uploaded it. It literally says, "Hey, how y'all doing?"
Well, it's been 3 months. Nothing has changed. We are the same. You are the same. It's fine.
And yet everything is different.
Everything is fine. We're not panicking. This episode, Emily only has a few tweets, so it's gonna be really heavily me, but.
I may kind of be in a moment with work, and I haven't been on Twitter as much. Well, I've been on Twitter, but I haven't had anything valuable to contribute to Twitter, so I haven't been tweeting, which I really think is probably a strategy we should all take, but
Yeah.
I don't have anything valuable to add to the conversation. Just don't.
Normalize keeping your thoughts to yourself.
Normalize not having thoughts.
Hi,
Gracie just looked at me
I'm.
like I called her
Oh.
stupid when I said that.
I'm leaving that in. Hi, I'm Peyton.
And I'm Emily.
And this is the podcast where Emily has no thoughts. Welcome to.
Re-empty brain this.
Honestly, the most accurate intro we've ever had.
I would like to apologize if you hear dog whining. She wants to be petted really bad, so. Oh, now she's gonna cough at me and sneeze.
That's fine. We like the ambiance. Like we're there with your little gray dog.
Yeah, she's certainly here. What do you
Okay.
want? Stop.
Emily,
Stop.
you have scared me. I don't think I saw this tweet, but it looks like a notes app apology, so I'm a little concerned about what it is.
Oh, so this was a couple of weeks ago, actually. I had to go digging back till I had any interesting tweets, but I got in trouble from Twitter and I got banned from Twitter for 12 hours because I called myself Southern White Trash in a reply tweet to somebody else. And Twitter thought that I was targeting like a particular demographic of people and calling them Southern White Trash when in reality the person I was responding to was not Southern or white, so you know. But once I was finally released from Twitter jail, I did issue a Notes app apology. I said, I'm back and I have something to say. And I had a screenshot of where my account was frozen for 12 hours. And I said, I am so sorry for using the phrase white trash of the South when referring to myself. My 12 hours in Twitter jail have given me time to deeply consider the impacts of my words. This punishment has taught me that I need to have more creative insults built into my own humor. Please accept my sincerest apologies.
We accept. I hope you've had a lot of time to think up some in the past few weeks when you haven't been tweeting very much.
My favorite reply to this is Kara saying, if you're not from the community affected, you really shouldn't be accepting this apology at everyone in the replies. And someone said, Lizard said, I don't want to speak over actual white people, but I accept your apology.
Oh, so good.
So yeah,
So
Twitter
good.
tried to cancel me, but I'm back, baby.
Twitter's like self-deprecation. But if you want to be racist to others, sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I responded to that. I was like, Twitter, let's kind of rethink this because let's look at what we allow to be on the site.
This next one is a shirt, Emily. I had not seen this until now.
Okay, so well, it goes with the next shirt. So my favorite thing on Twitter right now is the cursed t-shirts and the poorly translated shirts and like the shirts with threatening auras. I don't know if you see those accounts, but they're
I
all
do.
over my timeline. So this is an example of one such shirt. And it says, oh, howdy, you can, you a yuli, find me jamming to Smash Mouth at 3 p.m. in Applebee's before I have my daily existential thesis. I did
Ceases.
read the typos.
I did not notice those typos at all.
Yeah, I had to read it to myself a couple times before I knew I would have to read this out loud, so I had to make sure I got it right. But the next tweet that I have is find your big three of cursed t-shirts. So mine is Girl Boss Gaslight Gatekeep in like an alien font for sun. My moon is Wikipedia editor on the back of a jacket. And my rising says beautiful, intelligent, talented, charming, horny. And it's like an acrostic.
Oh, good.
So do you want to find your three?
I'm scrolling. So are we have the same sun. Of course, we are both Gaslight Gatekeep Girl Boss.
Fitting.
My moon is also Capricorn. Don't roast me for that. It says, I'm aging like fine wine. I'm getting complexed and fruity. And then I am Gemini rising, which says revolting child. Perfect.
I like that our big three are both just annoying.
Oh, yes.
Because you have two Capricorns. I have a Capricorn sun and I have a Virgo rising. And then I have a Sagittarius moon and you have Gemini.
I like that we're two earth signs and then just an annoying third. That's like an obnoxious, definitely an obnoxious, like attention-seeking sign, which is what spurred us to make this podcast.
Truly, yes.
Everyone, please find your big three shirts and send them to us at hashtag McDickles. It's been a long time since I've said that.
Oh my gosh, McDickles. Send us your big three shirts.
Please, I would love to see them and we will be roasting each other's zodiac placements. Thank you. Even if you don't believe in it.
Are you having an allergic reaction to me? Hold on. I'm going to open this door so this dog can choose what she wants to do.
Okay. While Emily's doing that, I'm going to be reading my hit tweet of the week. I think this is my most liked tweet of the week. It's 10.4 thousand likes, which is like kind of a lot for me. I don't usually get that much interaction. But it says, new season of science just dropped, which is about the James Webb Space Telescope images. I was very excited for the James Webb Space Telescope images. I watched them release live. And in the midst of my excitement, I sent the first one, which was like all the galaxies, to Emily. And her response was that it looked like bowling alley carpet.
It's funny because I saw a tweet, and I should have put this in the show notes. I'll put it in now. Someone posted, John Elrod II posted a picture of bowling alley carpet. And it said, it's here, the deepest, sharpest infrared view of the universe to date. And so I quote tweeted it with a picture of our DMs where you sent that galaxy and you said, I'm peeing. And I said, that would make a cool bowling alley carpet.
I like that I was literally like having an existential moment and like crying over these images. And your response was that it looked like carpet. And you were right.
It does. But
it was what I needed to bring myself out of the moment I was having.
Well, I also worked at a bowling alley that had that carpet for a hot minute. So just the PTSD just came back.
Honestly, that is such a hot take that the bowling alley in Georgia that Emily worked at in high school has had these images for years.
It's true. They had those images. They had the potential to make so much money off of them, and instead they paid me $7.25 an hour to spray dollar store disinfectant into the shoes.
They were keeping everyone humble. They were anti-science. They were like hoarding the images for themselves. Honestly, that makes the most sense of any of the theories.
Truly.
On the 11th, I tweeted a photo of me sitting on a sailboat wrapped in a green blanket with my hair blowing in the wind.
I know y'all were on vacation and you did your little sailboat. Did you bring that blanket with you? Did it come with the boat? Where did the blanket come from?
It came with the boat. So we were like going at a pretty reasonable like slow speed, like leaving the dock or whatever. This was in the Boston Harbor for anyone who didn't see my plethora of vacation photos I was tweeting. So we were leaving Boston and it was like going pretty slow and then it got windy. So then we started going fast because obviously it's a sailboat. And so it got cold because we were going really fast. So they had all these like stacks of green blankets that were folded up. They were like, who wants a blanket? So we were all just drinking wine out of plastic cups in these green blankets. It was very fun. There was like 20 of us on this big sailboat. So we were all pretty spaced out, but we like kind of made friends with each other and like took each other's pictures, you know, how you do. They were just all in these like these little green blobs on a boat in the Boston Harbor.
I like it.
It was like the coolest moment of the vacation, I feel like. I have never been on a sailboat before that. And it was very cool. And Brent got to help lift the sails by pulling the rope. He was very excited about that. So yeah, it was really cool. I would love to do it again.
My dad had a sailboat for like 8 months.
He got rid of it?
Yeah, he never got to use it. Well, okay, so here's the thing. He really wanted a sailboat and he wanted to be able to sail. And he'd done like a trip kind of like this before where he like assisted with it and like was up close and personal with the sails and he liked it. And so 1 year for his birthday, he bought himself sailing lessons and he's now like certified to like licensed to sail a boat. But he did learn on Lake Lanier, which is like kind of scary because if anybody knows Atlanta, that lake is very haunted. Anyway, after that, he bought a sailboat from his friend whose parents have sailboats. And he was like, your mom and I will be able to take this out. It's a small sailboat. We'll be able to do it together. But they couldn't. And so he would always have to bring a friend with him to help him. And then there really wasn't room on the boat for three people. And then if he brought his friend and my mom wanted to bring her friend too, because, you know, awkward. Yeah. And then there really wasn't room on the boat for four people. And then he just sold the boat.
Yeah. So I would need a bigger boat.
He had like a weird quarter life crisis right after Trump lost the election and bought a sailboat. I said quarter life. That's definitely midlife. I'm at quarter life.
Okay, for our quarter life crisis, do you want to buy a sailboat with me?
No.
What if the sails could be like Jonas Brothers flags, like big faces of the Jonas Brothers, and we could sail it around?
Sail it around where? You live in the middle of the U.S.
Well, yeah, but we could move.
Like dead in the center.
If we're full crisising, I'll move.
Let's go fly it off fly it? Let's go fly our sailboat off Tybee Island here in Georgia.
Okay. We'll fly it
Trinity
there.
Trinity Trinity Bang Bang style. It'll just start flying.
No, we'll tie it to the bottom of Brent's helicopter. It'll fly us around.
I love it. Okay, I'm down now. But it still has to have the Jonas Brothers sails.
Okay, perfect. And can the bottom of it have Harry Styles on it? Just because.
Yes, absolutely. No, yes, but it has to be Pilgrim Harry.
Well, who else would it be?
You just look up in the sky and on the belly of this boat is just Pilgrim Harry.
I think if it's Pilgrim Harry, we have to stay out of New England because maybe that's wrong for us to cosplay as Pilgrim Harry and sail into the Plymouth Rock area. You know what I'm saying? That could be pretty haunting. I feel like we could stir up some spirits.
Sure.
On the 11th, this has a story behind it. This is a hit tweet, Hank, if you see this or hear this, good job or whatever. But the reason I wanted to include it is because Hank texted me after this had like started popping off and was at like 500,000 likes and was like, hey, I know you were winning with the most viral tweet between the two of us, but I'm winning now. And I was like, I did not know, first of all, we were competing. But second of all, I did not know I was winning. I could have been gloating this whole time for months.
Is your library tweet the one that popped off?
Yeah. And so I'm like, first of all, that seems wrong. I feel like he's had tweets with more than that, more likes than that. But even if he hadn't, he thought I was winning and said nothing until he was winning.
He couldn't honestly have the knowledge to celebrate.
That's so rude. But then I said, I had no idea, first of all, that you didn't have a more successful tweet than that. Like, I had no idea. And he said something about, like, that's so much cooler. Like, I didn't know. I was doing better than him and just didn't know.
I like that.
He's right. It was cooler. This is the James Webb Space Telescope image. I'm sure everyone listening to this has seen this about 100,000 times. But this is the one that looks like the bowling alley carpet. Enjoy it.
I tweeted this picture and I said literally nothing matters. And then Hank made a whole video about why it actually does matter. And I'm like, actually, no. Still doesn't matter. Sorry.
He should have posted the link under your tweet.
Like, hey, see you having a minor mental health breakdown. Watch this. And be like, don't want to think about it, actually. Thanks.
Honestly. On the 12th, this was the next, like, release of images. That was, like, this is where the baby stars are formed in the dust or whatever. In this nebula, I think. You know what? I'm not the science person. I simply assist the science person. So don't take what I say as fact.
You're doing better than me.
Thank you. It's a really pretty image from the James Webb Space Telescope. And I downloaded the high-res version and tweeted it. And I was like, I haven't been this impressed by something since Harold released Cocaine Side Boob Joker with a Z View into my brain. And then Hank liked that, which I thought was very interesting. I kind of wanted to pretend like people I work for didn't see this tweet. Every time I tweet cocaine side boob choker with a sea view, please do not interact with that if I work with you. Thank you. It's just two more of my tweets.
I was going to ask a question about the space stars dust.
Oh my gosh.
Thing.
I'll try to answer.
So that's where stars come from?
Mm-hmm.
And where do they go?
They just are in space. Well, if your question is like, how do they get all over the place? There are more than one thing like this that's making stars. I believe. Like, I don't think this is like the place
that stars are. I took astronomy in college. It didn't go well.
I did not. I'm scared that Hank is going to take this audio and make a TikTok with it. If you do, you do not have my consent to post this.
You have mine. Okay. Go for it.
No, you can post it.
Peyton, you literally are the one that posts it.
Sometimes he posts stuff without me knowing.
And you have the password. One of those things. Take
true,
it down.
We just, they're like, why does this video keep getting taken down and put back up? It's because we're fighting in the background.
It's going public to private to public to private.
Honestly. On the 13th, I tweeted, this was, okay, big moment was James Webb Space Telescope. Arguably, bigger moment was the release of the Late Night Talking music video.
We finally found out why that man was driving a bed through London.
Yeah, we still don't know why he's dressed as a bird.
That one scares me.
Honestly, same. I feel like I'm going to get roasted by my family for that one.
The bird?
Yeah. If you haven't watched it, watch the Late Night Talking music video. It was very suggestive. And there was a lot of polka dot pajamas. That's the summary.
Didn't watch it. It came out, what, like Wednesday?
Yeah.
I did not watch that music video until Thursday night.
That's good self-control.
It wasn't even self-control. I literally worked until 5 on Wednesday, went to the gym, came home, showered, and started working again at 9:30 on Wednesday night. Worked until 2 a.m. Thursday morning, worked 8 to 5 Thursday, came home, ate, and then went to the gym. And then while I was on the treadmill at the gym Thursday night, I was like, wasn't there something I was supposed to watch on YouTube? And so I go to YouTube and I was like, Harold. And so then I watched it. Like, when I say I haven't been on Twitter, haven't been on TikTok, haven't been on YouTube, like, this week has been
being an actual adult. Well, I've been being a pretend adult on Twitter.
I have been being a very behind adult because I had a deadline that got moved up by 2 weeks. So,
ooh, gross.
Yeah.
My biggest moment of self-control that I think I've probably ever had was that I didn't watch the Golden music video for over a year.
Why?
Because it was my favorite song on the album, and I knew he was going to disappear at some point, and I wanted to watch it during that time. And I did. I literally did it.
That's a strange take. I think your biggest moment of self-control is actually when I got all of the Harry's House leaks and you didn't want them.
I'm telling you, when I really care about something, I can do things like that.
It's just only ever for Harry.
That much about. There's not a lot that I care about that much, but I will. You did have them for a long time, and you were like willing and able to send them to me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do it. I sent you
the ones from Coachella.
Yes. So I didn't fully not do it, but I had already heard those songs. So I felt okay.
Sony Music, if you hear this, this is a joke.
This whole podcast is a mirage. This isn't real.
Nothing is real. Nothing matters.
The next tweet is just, this is just a plug for, I'm just ignoring that. This is a plug for the Awesome Coffee Club. Please buy coffee.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by the Awesome Coffee Club, Awesome Coffee Club or anything. But we've both been members since the like soft launch a few months back. And it's good coffee. I like it. Do you buy the beans or do you buy it pre-ground?
We've been buying the pre-ground.
Same. I'm far too lazy to grind my own coffee beans. But the pre-ground is good. And I even canceled my my July bag because I was gone so much during June that I didn't finish all that one. And so, like, now I'm about out of that one and I'm ready for my next one to hit. But it stays fresh for a long time.
Yeah. And the packaging is really cute. I really like
I'm also not like I'm a big coffee fan. I'm not like a coffee snob, but like yeah. It's good coffee.
Yeah, it tastes like
the grocery store coffee.
It doesn't taste sour. I don't like when coffee tastes sour. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And it doesn't taste like that. It tastes very neutral, is how I would describe it, I guess.
Tastes like coffee.
It tastes like coffee. Does not taste like vinegar, and.
Where are you getting vinegar coffee? I'm more concerned about that.
Like, I feel like grocery store coffee is like vinegary and soury.
Well, maybe if it goes bad.
No, like right off the bat. What
kind of grocery store coffee you buy?
Instead of water, I've been putting vinegar in my coffee machine.
Well, there's your problem. Well, you can clean a coffee machine with vinegar.
I do that, but...
Maybe that's why your coffee tastes vinegary.
No, it tastes like tangy. Someone please listen to this and validate me with hashtag McDickles, please. And tell me you know what
please
I'm talking about.
Enjoy your pickle coffee.
Yeah. Poffy. I feel like we should get paid for this sponsorship. If this influenced you to buy a coffee bag, will you please tell us? And at Hank Green, tell him that you heard it here and that's why you got the bag.
I'm not going to ask for money from the charity Project Coffee, but it's good coffee.
I'm just going
We should get recognition, though. I don't need the money.
It's just a clout grab. It's not a money grab. Yeah.
It is a clout grab.
That's fine. Someone said something recently about something being friends with someone and something about getting attention because they are popular is like the worst kind of place to be. I'm like, I kind of enjoy it. Like, I'm having a fine time. like being friends with a popular person.
Go off. I can't relate, so I'm just saying.
I'm your popular friend, Emily. You could have hyped me up a little bit.
I love being friends with you, but I was friends when we first became friends, I had more followers, so I think you may need to just consider your humble beginnings.
I stepped on you to get to where I am, and I will forever appreciate it.
I think
when I started following you, you probably had 200
like 50 followers. No, I was well into a like into group chats before I hit 100 followers.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All I know is you said when you hit like 2,000 followers, you were going to deactivate.
Oh, yeah. That didn't happen.
No.
Maybe it should. But if I get to 100,000, I'll do it.
I definitely wouldn't. Yeah, you wouldn't. On like a really small scale, like it is kind of fun to be friends with people who are popular, not like in a using them for their popularity or whatever, but like going to concerts with people that have a big following in the fandom or whatever. Yeah. It's like everybody sees them and says hi, and like people know me now too. It's like really weird. Like when I was in Vegas, I had 3 different people come up to me and go, "Oh my gosh, Phil's thick booty." I'm like, "Girl, I gotta change my name."
I've never been, I was like expecting not to be like recognized at VidCon, but I was expecting once someone started talking to me that they might would realize, like in the Nerdfighters, like if they were wearing like a Pizza John shirt and stuff, but they absolutely fled from me. I saw several people in Pizza John shirts and I was like I could feel them noticing me because I had a big Peyton badge on. And I was kind of, like, looking over at them, and they would, like, absolutely leave the area.
Well, the other thing you got to consider, too, is a lot of people who are in this particular fandom are probably, like, somewhat anxious in those situations.
Right.
So, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
The weirdest VidCon moment that I had was before Hank knew he had COVID, we were, like, talking and walking through the halls, and people kept stopping him for photos. And I would just take, like, 10 steps back and stand there. It was the weirdest. And it, like, happened probably 10 times in, like, walking down the hall. It was very and weird.
That's what it is. That part of having a popular friend, that sucks. There you go. You found it.
Well, yeah. And I was like, I literally said to him, I was like, was that right? Is that what I was supposed to do? And he was like, yeah, that was great. And he said, Catherine leaves the building. I was like, oh. Queen behavior. I should have left.
Like, you want me to leave?
That was his hint to be like, please leave.
You're like, oh, funny, I'm not.
And then the vibe was absolutely destroyed because then he tested positive for COVID.
You should just ask the person that comes up to him to take the picture, like, if this ever happens again. Like, after they come up and take a picture of him, just go up to her and be like, do you want one too? Should we get one too? Hey, can we take our picture?
The weirdest moment, well, that the weirdest was people stopping him, but there was a girl who said, I love, most people were like talking to him about Crash Course, but mm-hmm. one girl and her friend were like, oh my gosh, we love your TikTok. And he said, oh, that's Peyton, and pointed to me like standing like 10 paces away awkwardly. It's like, that's Peyton, she helps me with my TikTok. And they were like, oh my gosh, yeah, Peyton, like, we know who you are. And I was just like, okay. And just kind of started walking away because I didn't know what to do.
Just, okay.
That was the weirdest thing. Well, there was like a little Nerdfighter meetup. I feel like I haven't even talked to you about VidCon.
We haven't talked
about it. It was like a little like impromptu Nerdfighter meetup in like this empty hallway because the Dear Hank and John was canceled. And it was like during when that was supposed to be.
Oh.
And I felt very weird and very uncomfortable. And then Hank's dad got there and was FaceTiming Hank and showing him around, and it was very sweet. Aww. So that was like my highlight of the trip, was his dad doing that. It was so cute. I am a Mike Green stan. Put it on the record. He's my favorite.
God, I hope he never listens to this.
Hank, if you're listening, stop. I soft blocked his dad, and it's not because I don't like his dad, because I love his dad. It's because I was scared for his dad to see my tweets. So I did soft block him. But it's not because of him. It's because of me. I'm the problem.
I usually am the problem. We were talking about coffee, I think.
Oh, well, now it's time to move on to this little saga that I thought was really good.
It is good.
That Hank said he would kill every tick if he could. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife said, let's talk. And he made a little reaction image, which I was very proud of, that says, "We are going to create an environment that is so toxic to ticks."
What's really funny is last night I was rewatching Glee because I just like put on random background shows, and this scene came up. And so I took a picture of my TV and tweeted it. And I was like, this feels like a pivotal moment in history. So if you're scrolling through this Twitter moment, you see Hank's meme and then you see it on my TV.
I love it. That is a big moment.
It is a big moment. There's a lot of memorable moments. That's the same episode where Schuster says, you're all minorities, you're in the Glee Club. And just everybody just lets it slide.
Cursed.
Well, because Sue wants to destroy the Glee Club, right? And so she, like, splits the Glee Club in half. And she's like, I know that Mr. Shu is not valuing minority voices because he, like, kept turning down their opinions and their ideas. And so she takes every minority student, but she doesn't take the Jewish ones. but she takes, like, Mercedes and Tina and Mike. And she takes Artie because he's in a wheelchair. But then she's like, gay one, Asian, other Asian. And then she takes her part of the Glee Club and she breaks them off and she separates them and she says she can't talk, the rest of them can't talk to the rest of them or whatever. And then her and Will have a big fight and then Will comes back and takes over the whole Glee Club and he's like, I'm so sorry you felt divided. The truth is that you're all minorities. You're in the Glee Club.
Oh my gosh.
Did you know you're a minority? Because you were in Glee.
That feels like something a Republican would say.
Doesn't it? Republicans think they're a minority. I mean, they are, like, minority opinion if you, like, poll the general public. But they, like, really think that they can
use
that.
Oh, they love to feel like they're being oppressed. They love it.
The oppression fantasies.
The martyr fantasy. They like there you to go. Feel like, yeah. Oh, moving on to me being angry. This is not a good lead-in. someone commented on a promotion video that Hank made about the coffee club. And said, and he was like, why wouldn't you buy this coffee? Like, it's good. Like, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's not for profit. It's for charity. And someone said, because conscious consumption is a tool for capitalism. So that, like, flies all over me. Like, that makes me so angry. Just the, well, and this is what I said. I said, since I can't live in my ideal society, I simply won't care about anything. I literally shut up. I am so over it. I don't care. That I should have left the person's username in it. Like, I'm so done with it. That is such a privileged take. It really is. To be like, well, we don't live in a socialistic society, so I'm just gonna, support monopolies because, like, what? It literally doesn't even make sense. Be quiet. I'm tired of it. I've had enough.
Yeah, this particular case doesn't make any sense. I think a lot of times when people have that opinion, they're like, well, unless something changes as a group, my individual actions mean nothing. So I'm not going to take any effort, like, as an individual because it's not my fault as an individual. And it's like, no, right. It's nobody's fault as an individual. But, like, you still have the ability to make it better. And if you're in a spot where you are privileged enough to be able to take some kind of action to make one part of one problem better, then you should.
Right. Well, that's
But like, this argument, particularly about the coffee, makes no sense.
I think a lot of it
like, it's literally like, just swapping what coffee you buy.
I mean, I understand people say, like...
Like, it's more expensive than another bag of coffee. I get that, but...
Right. Me using a plastic straw is not what's killing the planet. Like, I get that argument, but that doesn't mean I should go, like... that doesn't mean I should not care at all. Because if we all don't care at all, that still is impacting negatively. It's not our fault as individuals. But, like, collective action does make a difference. It's a spicy topic, I know.
It's just funny because it's, like, a very individual way of thinking, too.
Yeah.
But then they criticize the right for being too individualistic.
Well, and that's their I guarantee this person considers themselves either a socialist or communist, I would assume.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's like the most individualist take you can have. Like there's some sort of disconnect and it's very irritating. I'm also very irritating, so what do I know? But this gets on my nerves.
Fair enough. We did get a tweet from Becca that says, can we have a retweet this pod exclusively about the lemur or what? If anyone remembers, Hank stole a lemur from the zoo when he was 16. Mm-hmm. And he tweeted a Notes app apology, but I don't believe it. So.
What's getting me, it was funny or whatever. Like, it was fine. But some people were upset about the lemur rumor because they were saying that it felt like John and Tumblr. Like, people were going to bully Hank off of TikTok for it. And that does not makes sense to me.
No, and those are very, those are very different situations.
Yeah.
And, like, the lemur was, like, a funny, harmless thing that people were just, like, Hank, like, leaned right on into. Like.
Right. It wasn't quite the same as John being harassed off of the platform. But, yeah, Hank stole a lemur when he was 16. It's true.
It's true.
It's in the background of all of his drafts. I see it.
True. He told me.
He called you and said, he confessed it to you.
Yeah, he still has my phone number in his phone as a pelican from that one time he needed to make a TikTok and needed someone to text him. So he just called the first other animal he had in his phone that was a pelican. He's like, I gotta tell you about the lemur.
And what's weird is that I am also a pelican in his phone because of the same situation, the exact same
moment. It didn't work for your text because your old texts were there.
Right. And so we made yours, but he still left mine as a pelican too. So I think you could text him and he would think you were me.
Oh, this is dangerous. We should scheme.
You could be like, hey, Hank, remember that saucy rumor you confessed to me the other day about some other YouTuber? Let's discuss
it. I'm going to text him and be like, now that we're like trusted confidants, what's that number one most embarrassing moment trusted you won't tell anybody about?
Confidants. Oh, he won't tell me. He will not tell me. I asked him the other day if he would tell me and he said, oh, no.
I want to know so bad.
He won't tell me. I think it's because I want to know. I feel like it can't be that bad. Maybe that's like giving him too much credit.
Maybe it's that he got caught stealing the lemur.
And he's like worked, he's dedicated his whole online career to getting the mugshot scrubbed from the internet. Now that is a story.
That's a theory.
Maybe I should make a TikTok about it.
Do it. I feel like people will believe it from you. People will believe anything on TikTok. Did you see the girl? And this could just be the side of TikTok I've been on. Whenever Beanie Feldstein announced she was leaving Funny Girl early and everyone's like, Lea Michele's getting it or whatever. And then that other girl, Megan, who's a dancer and she posts like Broadway content all the time. She started a rumor that she was becoming Fanny Bryce and Funny Girl on Broadway. And so many people believed her. Like, she's not a singer. She's a dancer. And that's what her thing is. But she like is nowhere near the level that would land a role like Fanny Bryce. Mm-hmm. And people just straight up believed her. They're like, oh my gosh, really? When do you start rehearsals? I'm like, babes.
Oh my gosh. You can just say anything. You should make a TikTok saying that you're going to be a Rockette and see if people believe you.
I've got photo proof of me doing that kind of dance. Let's go for it. I know. I've got the shoes.
I think people would believe somewhere. You.
I'm going
to do it. I just remember that you, I feel like this is not something you would ever do now because way more people follow you. But you tweeted a video of you doing a dance in a Santa outfit. And I feel like that's something you would never do now.
Oh my gosh. Which Santa, like the full Santa suit or like a Santa inspired costume?
The Santa dress. And it was like the Mean Girls dance.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, I would never do that. It got taken down for copyright.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Jonas Brothers copyright struck me.
They're like, that's a compliment. They're like, this is so close to the original, like so accurate, the dancing, that we're taking it down.
The reason why I asked what Santa costume though is because one time we did this show that was like inspired by the Radio City Rockettes Christmas Spectacular thing, and we had full Santa suits, and we had like 45 Santas on the stage doing this dance, because if you've ever seen them, they do that dance, and so we did something really, really similar, and so I had a full Santa costume just in my house for like years that I would just like have. And we did that number a few times. And so I had a Santa dance and a Santa costume. I had to put a pillow under my shirt. So I was like, where is that? But I don't have video footage of that anywhere. So I was like, wait, where is that video? I want to find it.
I would like you this Christmas season to do the Mean Girls dance with that on instead.
The full Santa suit?
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I did give it back to my dance studio at one point. So
go steal it back.
Unfortunately, they changed the locks and I no longer have a key.
Unfortunately, they banned me from the premises. This has been fun. I'm going to try to do minimal editing on this because I'm busy. So if there's a lot of awkward pauses, just feel awkward with us. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's like you're here with us. Like we're on FaceTime. Fold your laundry while you listen to this or something.
Ugh, I got to do laundry.
This has been Retweet This. Please follow us on Twitter at Retweet This Pod. Is it Retweet This Pod? Mm-hmm. Follow us there and follow us on our individual accounts if you don't already. I'm sure you probably do.
Do your t-shirt thing. Tell Peyton if your coffee tastes like pickles. Let us know. Hashtag McDickles, McDickles. Pickles and McDickles rhymes.
McPickles.
McPickles. Do you feel like McDonald's pickles taste a certain way?
I don't eat pickles.
Oh, so. Well, McDonald's pickles taste a certain way. They should call them the McPickle.
Just like their Sprite.
Oh, I love their Sprite.
They don't taste the same, to be clear. The Sprite tastes just like the pickles. The pickles
no,
are really
No, but the pickle tastes very intense, kind of like the Sprite. But not like...
Is that
like,
that yeah, sweet, yeah. sweet artificial flavor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye!
Bye. Oh, geez, how do I stop?